ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 26 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंट्रोडक्शन। श्री शुकोवाच इति शामार गणान प्रजापति पतिर्विभो आश्वास्य च महीम गिर्भिः स्वधाम परमं ययो। ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड। आफ्टर दस एडवाइसिंग द डेमीगॉड्स एंड पैसिफाइंग मदर अर्थ, द वेरी पावरफुल लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा, हु इज अ मास्टर ऑफ ऑल द प्रजापतिस एंड इज देयरफॉर नोन एज प्रजापति पति, रिटर्न टू हिज ओन अबोड ब्रह्मलोक। नो पर्पस टू दिस वर्स, सो वी गो टू द नेक्स्ट वर्स। टेक्स्ट नंबर 27। शूरासेनो यदुपतिर् मथुराम आवशन पुरीं मथुरां चोरेशनांश्च विषयान बुभुजे पुरा। ट्रांसलेशन। फॉर्मरली शूरसेन द चीफ ऑफ द यदु डिनेस्टी हैड गॉन टू लिव इन द सिटी ऑफ मथुरा। देयर ही एंजॉयड द प्लेसेस नोन एज मथुरा एंड शूरसेन। Mathur and Shurasen. So, text number 28. Rajdhani tata sabut sarva yadava bubujam Mathura bhagavan yatra nityam sannihito hari. Translation. Since that time the city of Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The city and the district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Lord Krishna lives there eternally. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is understood that Mathura city is a transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. It is not an ordinary material city, for it is eternally connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vrindavan is within the jurisdiction of Mathura and it still continues to exist. Because Mathura and Vrindavan are intimately connected with Krishna eternally, it is said that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. At present, the place known as Vrindavan in the district of Mathura continues its position as a transcendental place, and certainly anyone who goes there becomes transcendentally purified. Navadvip Dham is also intimately connected with Vraj Bhumi. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Shri Gaud Mandala Bhumi Yeba Jane Chintamani Tara Hai Vraj Bhumi Vasaha. Vraj Bhumi refers to Mathura Vrindavan, and Gaud Mandal Bhumi includes Navadvip. These two places are non-different. Therefore, anyone living in Navadvip Dham, knowing Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the same personality, lives in Vraj Bhumi, Mathura Vrindavan. The Lord has made it convenient for the conditioned soul to live in Mathura, Vrindavan and Navadvip, and thus be directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by living in these places, one can immediately come in contact with the Lord. There are many devotees who vow never to leave Vrindavan and Mathura. This is undoubtedly a good vow. But if one leaves Vrindavan, Mathura or Navadvip Dham for the service of the Lord, he is not disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At any rate, we must understand the transcendental importance of Mathura Vrindavan and Navadvip Dham. Anyone who executes devotional service in these places certainly goes back home, back to God after giving up this body. Thus the verse Mathura Bhagwan Yatra Nityam Sannito Hari are particularly important. A devotee should fully utilize this instruction to the best of his ability. Whenever the Supreme Lord personally appears, he appears in Mathura because of his intimate connection with this place. Therefore, although Mathura and Vrindavan are situated on this planet Earth, they are transcendental abodes of the Lord. So, in this particular purport of Srila Prabhupada, emphasis is being made on the land of Krishna, that is Mathura, Vrindavan. How this particular place is not a place of this material world, but it's a spiritual abode. Very nice to absorb ourselves in this mood, because 3 months' time we'll be all going to, most of us will go to Vrindavan. And very aptly this particular chapter is on, and the subsequent ones. So one can absorb oneself in topics about Krishna. So here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about how Mathura is the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. Whenever Lord Krishna descends from the spiritual world, he doesn't come alone. He comes with his paraphernalia. He gets the abode of Vrindavan with him. He gets Govardhan with him. All his associates also, they come down onto his planet Earth, and they all assist him in his wonderful Leela, the pastimes. Similarly, when Sri Krishna comes as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Navadvip Dham also comes down. So, from the material eyes, we may see that, or we may say that this is one place as Mathura or Vrindavan. But from the spiritual point of view, this is non-different from Krishna's personal abode. One may say, I may just buy a ticket and go to Vrindavan. What's so big thing over there? I sit in a train at 4:30 and I'll reach in the morning at 8 o'clock. But somebody who may think like this, they are in for a trouble. 20 years back, when I was first year, I was thinking that I can go to Vrindavan whenever I want. I decided to go, but somehow or the other I could not go. And then somebody, one of my godbrothers, said that you cannot go to Vrindavan just like that. You need the blessings of Srimati Radharani and Krishna to go. And then the coming year I was praying desperately. I said I should go to Vrindavan once. And I was praying very, very sincerely in front of Radha Gopinath, and then I was allowed to come. And because I was in that mood, everything around, when I got down at Mathura also, I thought such a nice place. You offered obeisances. Then you went to Mathura, you went to Vrindavan. And externally, then I found it something quite different. It doesn't appear like Vrindavan. The same things around all together. Then just because of the association of devotees, I was brought back to my consciousness that one has to see this place from the spiritual eyes, not from the material eyes. Otherwise, if you see from the material eyes, you'll see only the sewage, you'll see all the, you know, dirty things here and there. People are selling so many things, like everything, like any other place. But if you are in that consciousness that, yes, this is Lord's abode, I am here, and if you are in that consciousness, then you will be able to. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says that one has to see through the eyes of the scriptures, not directly for the material eyes. So, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that how Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. Vrindavana parityaja padam ekam na gachati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Prabhupada at one place, in one of his conversations, he says, gives an example, just like a businessman who has crores and crores of rupees and businesses established all over. This person doesn't have to leave his place. He just makes a phone call and he gets everything done. or he just has some people working around under him and they just go and do all the jobs. So he says Krishna is like that. Krishna is at one place in Vrindavan, but he carries out the activities, everything, and he knows what is happening all around the world. Everything in the universe, in fact, you can say. But at the same time, it's mentioned that unlike that businessman, he cannot be simultaneously in his place and simultaneously outside, which is only Krishna can do. Krishna can be in his own abode in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada mentions simultaneously he can be there everywhere. That's the exclusive position that Krishna enjoys. One may say, yes, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, but at the same time, Krishna is there. Krishna is everywhere. And Krishna, through his energies, he's always there, but then if he wants to, he can manifest himself anywhere in this world. So Srila Prabhupada makes this point very, very clear that Krishna is omnipotent. He is present everywhere. At the same time, Krishna never leaves his family members. He says Krishna is always with Yashoda Maya. Krishna is with his cowherd boys. Krishna is with his damsels in Vrindavan, enjoys over there. At the same time, through his different energies, he is there at each and every place. Now, another thing Srila Prabhupada here mentions, that the devotees of the Lord, if one, he says, one leaves Vrindavan, Mathura, for the service, he is not disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, this is something very important, that it's not that personally that somebody is in place or somebody stays in Vrindavan, only that person achieves all the benefits of being in the dham and then ultimately goes back to Godhead. But somebody who is in that consciousness, all the time remembering Krishna, glorifying Krishna, that person is actually a place of pilgrimage. As Yudhishthira Maharaj glorifies Vidura. When Vidura, he goes to all the places when the battle of Kurukshetra was going on. Vidura went to all the places of pilgrimage, comes back. He glorifies that you are those places, like you are verily the places of pilgrimage. Because wherever you go, you purify those places. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that devotees like them, why they can purify this place? Because they carry Krishna in their heart, wherever they go. They carry Krishna. And because they carry Krishna, wherever they go, they purify those places. And he says that Prabhupada, in one of the places, mentions that many a times we go to different places just to take bath in the holy rivers, especially Ganga or Yamuna. But what is more important is to associate with those people, the holy people who are staying there, and associate with them and hear from them about the glories of those holy places. Narottam Das Thakur says, Gangara Parasha Hoyle, what is that? Paschata Pavana, Darshana Pavitrakara, Etumara Guna. Just by taking darshan of such holy people, one gets purified. So, Vidura is glorified by Yudhishthir as Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthanis. That you are the person who is a walking pilgrimage. That wherever you go, you just not only purify the places, but at the same time, that person, that particular place becomes a pilgrimage, or that place becomes a place of worship. As in the scripture we know about Narad Muni, how Narad Muni was such a personality that wherever he would go, he would convert people into Vaishnavas. Like Mrigari the hunter. Mrigari the hunter was killing animals, half killing them. And Narad Muni reaches there and Narad Muni asks, why are you killing those animals half? He says, because this is the way I learnt. Then because Narad Muni is a Trikaligani, he just tells him that what is going to happen if you do this because of this particular sinful act. And because he sees what's going to be happening to him in the future, then he says, what should I do? He says, okay, just chant. Leave aside your profession, break this bow, and then just chant the holy names, serve, and in this way you will become purified. So Narad Muni converts Mrigari. Narad Muni converts Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, into Vaishnavas. So Prabhupada mentions that devotees like Narad Muni, who are constantly roaming around from one place to another place, they just only are compassionate towards all living entities, and they convert, or they just, you know, make devotees. Just by the mere association of a pure devotee, the person becomes, takes shelter of the Lord. We all know about Srila Prabhupada, that how Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the West, that time nobody knew who is Krishna. Nobody had even any hint of who is God. Prabhupada left the place of Vrindavan. He was staying in Vrindavan. At the age of 70, he was in Vrindavan. That's a time when nobody likes to leave a place. It's like security. You know, if you are 70 years, you'll understand what it is. Once you are 70 plus, actually, you know, for us, it may be 60. Once you're 70 plus means, you know, you always want some security around. You just don't want to leave that comfort zone. And Srila Prabhupada was meditating on the instruction of his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then he just left his place, Vrindavan, and he went not by a plane, he went by a ship, traveling for 1 month, had about, you know, heart attacks, I think 2 times, and then, you know, seasickness. Nobody has traveled. If you travel by ship also, you'll come to know how it is. All over, you can see only the sea. You become seasick. You have to travel for 1 month. And then finally, when he reaches there, it's not that everybody is there to receive him. He's getting a very nice welcome over there. Not like that. So much of trouble that he had to undergo, so much of hardships. But then what did Srila Prabhupada do? Srila Prabhupada converted these places into places of pilgrimage, actually. These places verily became a place of pilgrimage. Now, if any of the devotees want to go to America, they only want to go to those places. You know, I would like to go to New Vrindavan, I would like to go to New Dwarka, I would like to go to some near place where there is temples around. That's the power of Srila Prabhupada. Why? Because he was a person who was carrying Krishna in his heart all over. And because he was carrying Krishna in his heart, he transformed all these places, the places of hell. Otherwise, it is called hell, hellish. But all those places now are becoming places of pilgrimage, where devotees go there, they just stay, they just associate with devotees over there, and then they have wonderful darshan of the deities, and they come back. That's the beauty of Srila Prabhupada. And how we convert it, like, Srila Prabhupada would meet someone would just look at him, just by his glance, somebody would get converted. Like some devotee who said he was just standing there and Prabhupada was just in a car, sitting in a car, and he just offered his obeisances to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just glanced at him. And so when he glanced at him, he said, having tears in his eyes, and he said, since then I never left the moment. Because just by the glance, Srila Prabhupada attracted that particular soul to take shelter. And that person became completely surrendered. Srila Prabhupada came here just close by. Shyam Sundar Prabhu, when he came here, he was narrating this incident. That Srila Prabhupada was just near at Bharati Vidya Bhavan. And when he came out of the Bharati Vidya Bhavan building, he was at a doorstep, at the steps here. And Prabhupada looked at this direction. That's what Shyam Sundar Prabhu said. He looked at this direction and he said, I think we should have a temple here, with a stick, he said. And then few years later, Radha Gopinath temple came here. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu recollects that this was what Prabhupada told that time. And this was in 1971. And after 15 years, the temple came up over here. So wherever Srila Prabhupada went, that place actually became a place of pilgrimage. That's the power of a pure devotee. A pure devotee is such that wherever he goes, he converts those places into places of pilgrimage. And not only that, as Prabhupada himself mentions in the many places in Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when a common person goes to some place, They take bath in the holy rivers and they leave all their sins there. But when a pure devotee goes to those places, they just purify those places of all the sins. And when somebody associates with them, then they also become completely purified. So Prabhupada mentions that such devotees are called as Tirthapad. Tirthapad means what? They are the people who carry Krishna in their heart. And Prabhupada mentions at one particular place also again. Prabhupada says, wherever there is glorification of Krishna taking place, and wherever Krishna's names are chanted, Krishna is always present there. So it's not that Krishna is there in a place called as Vrindavan. But that place becomes Vrindavan where glorification of Lord takes place. Prabhupada mentions one statement. He said, you know, wherever Krishna is glorified and chanted, there Krishna is present. So, you know, Prabhupada, once he was on a morning walk, and one devotee, he was walking behind Prabhupada. And as would be, Prabhupada would always be walking very fast. So the devotees have to catch up with him. No? Prabhupada, though he was 70 plus, he would walk very fast. And young ones, you know, all the other disciples who are in their 20s also had to catch up with him. They had to literally run also. So this person, who was a new devotee, who was walking behind Prabhupada. It was just behind Prabhupada. And he was cautious because many times what happens, Prabhupada, if he has to instruct something, he would just stop at one place. And as soon as he stops, everyone has to stop. Because if Prabhupada just says something, he'll stop. So he was very careful that he doesn't, you know, bang on Prabhupada when he's behind him. So he was very careful. Whenever Prabhupada walks fast, he would be walking fast. And Prabhupada walks slow, he'd walk slow. So, you know, as he was walking, he would see that Prabhupada, he was appreciating, you know, the beauty of Prabhupada's hair from behind. He says, how Prabhupada's hair is so grey, silky, you know, like that. He was meditating on Prabhupada's, this one. And suddenly it so happened that it struck him that what am I doing? I'm just, you know, looking at the hair and just trying to meditate him. He says, what is the use of just, you know, meditating? Actually, I should be taking shelter of the instruction of Srila Prabhupada more. He says, the Vani is more important than physical, you know, relationship. And then he said, I then realized that I should be taking shelter of Prabhupada's Vani more than his physical association. Some other time when Srila Prabhupada was walking, he just saw some yellow leaves on a plant. So he just stopped and he said, do you know why this leaves is yellow? So nobody could make out anything. Everyone gave different answers. He says, the leaves are yellow because they are disconnected from the plant. And then Prabhupada mentioned to them, he says, in this material world, you'll suffer if you are disconnected from Krishna. But if you are connected with Krishna, then you'll gain all the benefits and you'll go back to the spiritual world. So Prabhupada, at every moment, he would not only carry Krishna in his heart, but at the same time, he would induce everyone also to remember Krishna every time. So this devotee was trying to say that, you know, how Srila Prabhupada, just with that small incident, was trying to make us aware that if I am not connected to Krishna, I will be like that person, like that leaf, a yellow leaf, which is nothing but a separated entity from that. It's just going to dry up in due course of time. So Prabhupada, you know, elsewhere at one place, he was saying that one can glorify the Lord only when one is in a humble mood of the servant of the servant. That means, you know, when you are in that mood of humility, then you can glorify, then you can chant. As Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions, that Trinadapi Sudichana Tarurapi Sahishna Amanina Manidina Kirtanya Sadhari. When you glorify others, when you appreciate the qualities of the Vaishnavas, then you know you can really, you know, be there in Vrindavan. He was saying in the mood of Dasanu Das. The material consciousness is what? I and mine. And a spiritual consciousness is what? You first, I last. You know, that's what is spiritual consciousness. I was listening to this puja classes, very, very nice classes by His Holiness Bhaktivedya Purna Swami Maharaj. He gave a very nice point which I want to share it with you. It really helped me in my understanding of the mood of servant of the servant. He was saying that whenever you enter the altar, we should never think that, you know, we are the one who are dressing the Lord. Actually, we are assisting the spiritual master in his service, and who is assisting his spiritual master, and that's how it's done. So in fact, when you are entering the altar, we actually go in that mood, that I am just in that mood of assisting my spiritual master in this service. Then somebody asked a question that what happens, like, you know, what if somebody tries to dress the Lord directly and is in that mood of that I am dressing the Lord directly? So then he hit back at that devotee and he said, very nice thing, just try to ponder upon this. He said, in the spiritual world, he says, Yashoda Maya knows what Krishna likes best. Only Yashoda Maya knows what Krishna likes. Nobody else knows. He says, if you think that you know what Krishna likes and you keep Yashoda Maya away and you try to serve Krishna, you'll be a failure. Because what Krishna wants, you don't know. And you may try to serve Krishna the way you want to, and then it will be utter failure. He says, but supposing if Yashoda Maya knows, you know that Yashoda Maya knows what Krishna likes, and there are gopis assisting Yashoda, and there are manjaris assisting gopis, and the various personalities assisting them, and you are assisting in their service, then what happens? It's a win-win situation. It's like, because let me say, Yashoda Maya gets an opportunity to serve Krishna and she gets a lot of help to serve Krishna. And not only that, you also getting an opportunity to serve. So he says, everyone gets an opportunity to serve. He says, which is better? That you keeping Yashoda out and then serving Krishna directly and making a full mess, or just trying to be in the mood of servant and then along with everyone, you also serve. So here, everyone is serving together. He says, so that at the same time, when Yashoda Maya is serving Krishna, there were hundreds of devotees serving Krishna at the same time. So you also get a benefit. You also are blissful. Other devotees are also blissful. Krishna is also happy because Krishna is getting that service. Just like, you know, analogy of a medical surgery. Supposing a surgeon, an expert surgeon, is a surgeon who doesn't look out for where is my knife, where is my scalpel, where is my blade. No. An expert surgeon, he uses his mind. He uses his intelligence. He sees the case. He has a patient lying down on an operation table. And he knows what he's supposed to do. And then he just tells that, I want to do this. I want these things ready. And when the surgery starts, what happens? He just, you know, holds hand like this and he gets that. What he wants, he gets it. That means the person knows what he wants. The right person knows what he wants. Suppose if the wrong person is there, instead of asking for a scissor, he'll give a scalpel. And he say, yene baba, not this, something else. So it's like interference in his service. But supposing if he gets what he wants, he just does his hand like this. So he knows what he wants, scalpel, okay, he just cuts. Goes. Somebody is there to assist. Somebody is cleaning the blood. Somebody is cleaning something else. You know. So he just only concentrates on it. Just. He doesn't look here. He doesn't look left, right. No, he just looks at this. And he just does it. This. This. Finish. So you can imagine, like, you know, how it can be so fast. How it can be efficient also. Right. But imagine if that person has assistants who doesn't know anything. You know. First of all, his mood will be off. Secondly, the time which will take for the surgery will be little delayed. And there can be sometimes mistakes also because he's not concentrating on the work which is done. It's just a material analogy. But then if you are thinking from that point of view, just see. So it's always safer to be in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. It's always safe. When you are asked to serve a particular devotee, then you should be very happy and blissful that I have to just only serve him. That's all. Finish. Execute the orders. That's more easier than taking the, you know, bigger responsibility of independence. Right? So, that's the way. So, Prabhupada mentions that when you are in that mood, then what happens? Then the result is what? Krishna bestows his infinite mercy on you. Krishna notices that. In fact, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Leela, you know, two instances I'll just narrate or recollect. That one is about Maharaj Pratap Rudra. When Maharaj Pratap Rudra got the mercy, everyone were glorifying. Everyone were very happy that he got the mercy. During Jagannath Rath Yatra, when Lord Chaitanya embraced Maharaj Pratap Rudra, and that time, all the devotees were very happy to see him get the mercy. And Prabhupada mentions that, you know, when somebody is happy, when others are being glorified or others are getting the mercy, then he is very, very properly situated. And he gets the mercy of the Lord. When there's envy, then there's no mercy. Just like Sudama Prabhu mentions, envy means no vacancy. That means there's no vacancy in the spiritual world. Envy also means envy. Like that, you know. Another instance is where Rupa Goswami, when he came to Jagannath Puri, and during one of those Rath Yatra times, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would every time sing a particular verse where he would, you know, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, would ask Krishna to come back to Vrindavan, and in the mood of separation. And nobody would be able to understand that verse except Rupa Goswami. And how it was known also, Rupa Goswami actually wrote the meaning of that verse and wrote in a palm leaf and kept it on the, you know, roof of the hut where he was staying at Haridas Thakur's place. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, he just saw this. And then he asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, you know, how come Rupa Goswami knows about this? How come Rupa Goswami understands my mind? So Swarup Damodar says, it's because, my dear Lord, because you have given him a special mercy. And then Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started glorifying Rupa Goswami. Goes on glorifying Rupa Goswami. And why? Because he wants to see how the others are reacting. How Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Swarup Damodar, how they are reacting. And that's the reason why he's glorifying Rupa Goswami. You know, you can imagine who was Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was not even existing till Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu almost in his 30s. He actually came from South India tour, and then he went to Ramakeli, and that's the time when he first gave darshan to Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami. And what about Advaita Acharya and Srivas Thakur and others? They were there even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. You know, I mean, how senior they were and how junior Rupa Goswami was. If supposing I was in the place of Advaita Acharya, I would have thought that, you know, he should have given me mercy because I am already there before. I actually asked you to come down to the spiritual, from the spiritual world to the material world. I would have thought like that, you know. But none of them had anything in their mind. And who did he give instructions to? These two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana, of all the people. Not Srivas Thakur, not Advaita Acharya, not Haridas Thakur, or anyone else who are much more senior. He gave the science of devotional service instruction to these two brothers. One at Varanasi and one at Allahabad. Rupa Goswami at Allahabad and Sanatana Goswami at Varanasi. And we are called as Rupanugas, you know. So here you find that, you know, how even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his own, through his own behavior, he just tries to, you know, show us how one should always be there. First is to glorify the Lord and his devotees, and also at the same time always be in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. In fact, you know, Prabhupada mentions that one has to be remembering Krishna all the time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, he taught us the way to remember Krishna. And that's in love in separation. He just exemplified the qualities of the gopis. Ramya kachit vrajvadi aradhya bhagwan vajishatanyas taddhama vrindavana. Ramya kachit vrajvadi, what is it? Ramya kachit upasana vrajvadu vargena vakalpita. The gopis of Vrindavan, you know, they were there exhibiting that love in separation. And that love in separation would remember Krishna all the time, 24 hours. He Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Chalalite. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were always in that mood of love in separation. It's always a natural thing that even in this material world also, that, you know, when somebody is close to you, you just take the person for granted. Probably you may not even remember that he is existing next to him. But somebody is gone very far off, then you start remembering the person. You know? Or the person comes after 2 months. He says, where were you all the time? I was remembering you. So always, when somebody is not in front of you, especially someone whom you love, you know, that particular distance makes your heart grow fonder. You just think of that person more and more. You think of the person. You think, oh yeah, this person, oh, I think, you know, what he may be doing, what this person may be doing, like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came here, exhibited that mood. When he was in Jagannath Puri, he just exhibited that mood of love in separation. And in that love in separation, he was remembering Krishna all throughout, 24 hours a day, you know. So it said that basically one has to, in any circumstance, remember Krishna. And when one remembers Krishna at all times, then one is never out of Vrindavan. One is always in that consciousness, one is always in Vrindavan at all times. You know, that's why once in Prabhupada, at one time, when he was giving a class, he was telling that everyone, that you all are in Vrindavan now. At this time, if someone leaves the body, then he will go back to the spiritual world. So our mood or our prayer should always be that at any given point of time, I should never forget Krishna. It's easy, natural for us to forget Krishna. We are not in the level of the gopis or the exalted Vaishnavas who always will remember Krishna. So the shortest way to remember Krishna is to be in the association of Vaishnavas. Who will help you remember Krishna? The devotees of the Lord are always there to remind you of Krishna. If you want to, also you will not be able to forget. That's the nature of the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas always will help you to remember Krishna. The Vaishnavas are there always to just, you know, engage you some service which will help you remember Krishna. That's all, nothing else. You know? That's why in many of the Vyaspuja offerings, you know, many of disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they glorify Srila Prabhupada. They glorify his wonderful qualities. How Srila Prabhupada, through his books, through his, you know, instructions. But more than books and instructions, you know, they are saying that because of your, you know, wonderful disciples, that we are all getting this wonderful opportunity to serve Krishna and to glorify Krishna. This is what is a very, very easy way to remember Krishna and his devotees. As I said, love in separation. You know, after Srila Prabhupada's left, so many devotees are writing books on Prabhupada. Memories have come up, transcendental diary has come up, you know, my glorious spiritual master has come. All these are nothing but those fond memories of their association with their spiritual master. And because of their small fond memories of association, they are also remembering Srila Prabhupada and the wonderful services that Srila Prabhupada has done for the whole world, and for not only for themselves, also for the whole world. And you know, by just glorifying Srila Prabhupada, they are always there in the association of Srila Prabhupada and all the time remembering Krishna. So this is our actual mood, or this should be our mood, that all the time we should always be in the mood of Krishna consciousness. Once, just to conclude, you know, I was in Mayapur and Pankaj Angri Prabhu, I was just talking to for some time. It was in the evening around 6:30. It was in the passage outside the temple. And one lady just came to him and they just asked him. He said, Prabhu, you know, this full area is, you know, dham. So how can I throw this paper in a dustbin here? Means she was thinking that, you know, how can I throw? You should throw somewhere. Where should I throw this? Means she was in a confused state. In a sense, she did not know where to throw, because she was thinking that even throwing into a dustbin means that dustbin is in the dham only. So seeing that, she is putting in a thing in the dham. So Pankaj Angri Prabhu was saying, that's all in the consciousness. If you see, he said, the entire planet Earth is a dham. He says, Krishna appeared in this planet Earth. So Krishna appeared, he performed his leela. So this is a dham only. This is actually a dham. Lord Chaitanya performed his leela at different places. Here in Navadvip, Mayapur, everywhere. He just performed leela, his dham. So if you see, you know, everywhere else is dham. So does it mean that, you know, we cannot pass urine, stool here, there? You have to do that. But at the same time, he says there has to be some discrimination also. Yes. Okay, I should not do it in this premise. This is a altar, this is a temple hall. This is where I am not supposed to do. Outside, yes, you should do it. So, you know, like he was trying to say that how, if one wants, one sees the whole world as, you know, a dham. And that's how the pure devotees see. The pure devotees see that, you know, entire world is a place, a spiritual place. And then entire world is an opportunity for him to just preach, give this knowledge to others. And also at the same time, engage everything in Krishna service. Use everything and whatever is available in the service of the Lord. So this is how the mood of a devotee is there. And when that mood is there, then that person, wherever he is in Vrindavan. And there's no question that he leaves Vrindavan. Just like Prabhupada, when he went, he just left Vrindavan. But then he went, he converted so many places into Vrindavan. And again came back to Vrindavan. But at the same time, there are devotees like Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, who just stayed back in Gita Nagari and he left his body there. Just to indicate to the world that wherever you are, if you are in that consciousness, then that particular place also is a dham. And actually that is a dham. Because that's where a devotee who is sincerely serving the Lord was residing there, completely engaged in the service of the Lord. So wherever we are, our mood should be that we can, in the mood of servant, always assist each other in serving. And if you are in that mood, then we are in that Vrindavan consciousness. Otherwise, the same area can be material consciousness also. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sorry for the delay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.